Blog Talk Radio.
And his Christmas classic, Wonderful Christmas Time. Live from Dallas, Texas, I'm Chad Burleson, and this is The Chad Report, Christmas 2015, a holiday music celebration. And here to join me, as always, my festive co-host and partner, Jeff Rivers.
Hey, how you doing, Chad?
So festive. It's like working with Ebenezer Scrooge. But anyway, that's... I kid. No, actually, he's sometimes more festive than I am. So, the word festive changes as you get older. Do you notice that, Jeff? It's
exactly.
I don't know. There's a different meaning as a child than as an adult.
Right.
It's almost like a little bit of sarcasm. No, okay. Well, I'm so happy to report that I'm completely done Christmas shopping. I would hope that you are in the same boat, or what?
Please.
What?
Please. That's why I have crunch time.
Well, it's become a joke when people were like, "Oh, are you done with your Christmas shopping?" And I'm always like, "Oh, is it Christmas Eve already?" You know, so that's what I always say.
Yeah,
what's so funny is I remember when I was a kid, my father would always did his Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve, and I thought, who would wait till the last minute to do this? And I've noticed that I would, as I've gotten older. And Christmas Eve is, I believe, the second busiest shopping day behind Black Friday, and really on its heels. I mean, over the last few years, if you look at the records, Christmas Eve increases a little bit every year. So,
right. Well, you know, in life, I'm one of these. I get things done now and way ahead of time, as you know, except for
Why is that?
I don't know, because it goes completely everything else that I usually am about.
This I know all too well. All right, well, this is actually, Jeff, this is our fifth annual Christmas music celebration show. So to our regular listeners, they know that we don't talk a lot. Actually, we've said more than we usually do already. To our newer listeners, it's basically a music show, and so let's get going with more music. We'll kick off four in a row. We've got a wide variety here, but we'll start with Mariah Carey.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come. All I want for
with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scaries of stories and tales of the glories of Christmas of long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the
Daughters of Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson and their big Christmas hit, Hey Santa. Hey Santa.
Hey,
oh, okay,
Santa.
Well, I thought you were Santa. There we go. I don't know who came up with the idea for the video for this song, but if you've never seen it on YouTube, it's worth looking at because it's just crazy. It does not fit the song at all, and it's kind of outrageous. Well, it's definitely outrageous, but it's definitely worth looking at. Hey Santa by Carney and Wendy Wilson. But yeah, that's become a pretty big holiday staple over the years. It's a great song. Before that, we had the legendary soulful Al Green with his version of I'll Be Home for Christmas. Before that, speaking of festive, Donny Osmond and his version of It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. And to start things off, one of the biggest modern Christmas classics, All I Want for Christmas Is You. by superstar Mariah Carey. That song has actually charted three different Christmas seasons. And the first time that was, when she released, that was in the winter season of 1994, or Christmas of 94. So 21 years ago. Does it seem like it's been that long to you?
Yeah, it has not, no.
I was going to say, don't say it. It doesn't to me. I'm like, I was just a little kid. But anyway. Yes, wow. Great stuff. Great stuff. I love all those. And we'll keep things going. Here's four more in a row. This is Cher.
It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
Oh, yes, I believed you as you told me. Christmas.
Aid and their Christmas hit from 1984, Do They Know It's Christmas? And actually, that was a benefit recording to assist famine relief in Ethiopia. And just a ton of stars on that one, Jeff. Bananarama, Phil Collins, Culture Club, Duran Duran, Paul McCartney, Spandau Ballet, Sting, U2, Wham, Paul Young. So quite a bit of several artists, which actually that was what led to USA for Africa doing We Are the World the following year. So
yeah, it was
big
awesome.
Hit and made a lot of money for the people there in Ethiopia. Before that was the 60s classic by Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Before that, the late, great Luther Vandross and the very smooth Every Year, Every Christmas. And kicking things off was Cher with Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. The snow's coming down. No,
yeah.
Only Cher can make a one-syllable word like down into four syllables. You know,
exactly.
That's actually from a Rosie Christmas, made by Rosie O'Donnell, that she did a duet CD also for charity about 15 years ago. And that was that little part that's in that song is Rosie O'Donnell on auto-tune. And if you've ever heard Rosie O'Donnell sing,
auto-tune.
Trust me, that's the right thing for her to do. So,
oh, yeah.
But yeah, Cher just sings circles around her in that song. But that is a great one as well. Super, super stuff. Okay, we'll kick off the next four with a classic from Donny Hathaway.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here, my world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside's blazing bright, we're caroling through the night. Bye.
Yeah. snowing.
And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer with a rooty to lead. He's got to wear his goggles, cause the snow really flies. And he's cruising every path with a little surprise. It's the little thing, Nick.
Christmas rushes through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can dream. I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new. But every day's a holiday. I wish it every day. The logs on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas.
Carpenter, along with our brother and the Carpenters' classic Merry Christmas, Darling, Richard Carpenter's brother. Drew a blank there for a minute. Is that better or what?
Just wonderful. I love Karen Carpenter so much. Just wish she was still around.
The smoothest alto, one of the smooth. There's so many great, but just, she has such a unique voice and just outstanding. Before that, the 60s classic A Little Saint Nick from the Beach Boys. And right before that, Gloria Estefan and the great Christmas Through Your Eyes. And to kick things off, the late 70s Christmas classic by another late great Donny Hathaway. Excellent, excellent stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
All four of those. All right, moving right along. This is arguably one of my favorites. Let's kick the next four off with Wham!
Oh,
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your hearts be from now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, golden days of yore, faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the faith alive.
So hang a shining star upon the highest bough, oh, oh, oh. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Shopping on Main Street.
Maybe I'll just lie low. Maybe I'll hit the bars. Maybe I'll count the stars until the dawn. Me, I will go on. Maybe I'll settle down. Maybe I'll just leave town. Maybe I'll have some fun. Maybe I'll meet someone.
Dolly will be just fine, trust me. The queen of country, Dolly Parton, and her Christmas classic, Hard Candy Christmas. And you know, Jeff, I've said it once, I'll say it again. This one blows me away because the title of the song is Hard Candy Christmas, but it's an analogy. This song has about as much to do with Christmas as Donna Summer's Bad Girls. So...
Exactly.
And yet people go into tears. And I look at playlists, Jeff, and on pop, adult contemporary, country. This is one of the most requested and played Christmas songs every holiday season. So only Dolly Parton can take a song about working girls losing their job and make it a Christmas classic. So
exactly.
Anyway.
When you say working, you're talking about the oldest profession working.
Exactly, yes. And this soundtrack, when I upload it to the Blog Talk studio, you know, everything else comes from Christmas classic this, greatest Christmas hits. This is from a certain movie soundtrack that I won't mention because it's a family show, but it's just, it cracks me up every time. Before that, we had 98 Degrees, one of the best. The name of that is This Christmas by 98 Degrees, one of the best Christmas CDs ever. It's just outstanding, and that's If Every Day Could Be Christmas. Before that, we had Olivia Newton-John with Kenny Loggins and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And starting out, George Michael and Andrew Ridgely, better known as Wham, and their Christmas classic from the 80s, Last Christmas. So some great stuff there. Big variety, definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, well, we've got four more to go, and then we'll wrap things up. And that was a little mellow, so let's kick it up a bit. And this is Tuper from the King of Pop and the King of Rock. We'll kick things off with the Jackson 5.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. bound.
Oh, when they place it on his head,
he begins to dance around.
Yeah.
Frosty the Snowman,
what delight he could be.
And the chief of faith, he can laugh and play, just the same as you and me.
I'll be so blue.
Wonderland, and that last line, he means business, right? Before that, his Christmas staple and Jeff's favorite Christmas song of all time, Blue Christmas. You gonna say anything to offend half of our listeners this year, Jeff, about
that? Exactly. Oh, okay.
Just kidding. And before that, of course, the late great King of Pop, along with his brothers, the Jackson 5 and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and right before that, the J5 Christmas Medley. So some great, great Christmas classics there. We've certainly enjoyed
having you listen to our show. We enjoy doing these Christmas shows every single year, and this is our fifth one, actually. And we will be back on Monday, December 28th. So we definitely want to wish every one of you a Merry Christmas. And the Chad Report, you can find Jeff and I actually at Chad Burleson or Jeff Rivers on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at Chad Report USA. The Chad Report is distributed by Blog Talk Radio and is a CJ Scorpio Entertainment production. And we'll leave you with Celine Dion and the Christmas song.
Many times.